Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. How are you, my friend, and how is life treating you these days? If your life is anything like mine's, some days are good and some days are not so good, but through it all, I have found God to be faithful. And He is good, and all the time God is good. Listen, because we get so many messages from our followers telling us how tired they are, I wanted to take this special moment to lend to you a dose of encouragement and inspiration that may be just what you need to help you make it through. What I wanted to talk to you about is the incredible benefits of trusting God to give you a power boost when life's problems have caused weariness, depression, despair, and worry. Because life can be so very challenging, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the weight of circumstances. It's easy to get tired of going through the same old thing day in and day out. It's easy to get tired of just being tired. I don't know about you, but I don't like being tired. I don't like being tired of circumstances or tired of the struggles of life that can oftentimes seem like they are trying to strangle you. When I get tired, I go to the one I know that can refresh me and give me a much-needed power boost to help me get energized, inspired, renewed, refreshed, and revived. The one I go to is God. I want to encourage you too, to go to God and pray, "Heavenly Father, will you give me a power boost?" Say that prayer fervently. I believe that God will boost you in some way if you will pray this in some way. I believe that God's power boost for your life will refresh you where you are tired, rekindle your desire where your passion has faded, ignite momentum in you that you didn't know was there, and quicken your spirit so that you know exactly what to do because God has given you a power boost. Let me remind you of a beautiful truth: when you are tired of going through it and the struggles of life seem to be way too much, you are not alone. The Lord, your loving Creator, is right by your side, ready to provide the strength and power you need to overcome if you will pray something so God can boost something. When weariness sets in, and the burdens of life seem too heavy to bear, trusting in God can bring a renewed sense of energy and hope. The Bible reminds us in Isaiah 40:31, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." That scripture wasn't just put in the Bible for no reason. It was put there as a model for you to follow when you got tired of being tired, so that you would remember that when you get tired, you need to turn to God to get your strength renewed. Don't let that promise go to waste. Claim it. Stand on it. Recite it and watch God give you a power boost. God's power boost will give you the power to rise above your circumstances, just like an eagle soaring high in the sky. God's power boost is a reminder that we don't have to rely solely on our own strength when we get tired, but rather, when we get tired, if we pray, God will allow us to tap into the unlimited power that He has available to us, because He is our Heavenly Father, and He is more than willing to give us a power boost if we pray for it. Because you have listened to this audio and prayed for a power boost, let's explore some of the incredible benefits that comes from trusting God during times of weariness, depression, despair, and worry, as you wait on God to decide how He will give you a power boost if you pray. Benefit number one: God will renew your strength. When you trust in God, He will fill you with His supernatural strength. As stated in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." God may not give you the strength of Samson, but He will give you strength. Remember, dear friend, you are not alone in this battle. God is your source of strength, and in Him, you can get a power boost so you can press on. Benefit number two: God will give you peace in the storm. When I have been going through it, I have found that life's storms can leave us feeling anxious and worried, but when we trust in God, He grants us a peace that surpasses all understanding. In John 16:33, Jesus assures us, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world." Trusting in God allows us to find peace even in the midst of chaos. Benefit number three: God will give you hope in the darkness. When despair seems to be closing in, God offers us an unwavering hope. In Psalm 42:11, we read, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Trusting in God means placing our hope in His promises, knowing that He is faithful and will guide us through the darkest of times. I can't tell you how many times I have sunk down so low in despair, I didn't think it was possible to ever get back up. But when I prayed, God always found a way to reach me in my despair so that I could be filled with hope to go on again. Benefit number 4, God will teach you how to be free from worry. Worry can drain us of our energy and steal our joy. However, when we trust in God, we can cast our cares upon Him, knowing that He cares deeply for us. In 1 Peter 5:7, we are reminded, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." Trusting in God releases us from the burden of worry and allows us to embrace a life of peace and contentment. Benefit number 5, allow God to give direction and guidance. When we feel lost and uncertain, trusting in God opens the door to His divine guidance. Proverbs 3:5-6 teaches us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." When we trust in God, He promises to lead us on the right path, giving us direction and clarity. My life is probably just like yours. Sometimes, I find that I need a lot of help and a lot of guidance. I pray a lot, but when I think that God is not answering, or when I don't know what to do, I text, call, and need Evangelist Evans a lot for guidance. She never tires of helping me, and for that, I am so very grateful and I feel blessed. I am so thankful that Evangelist Evans is teaching us all that when tiredness sets in, we can turn to God and ask God to give us a power boost. These are just a few of the incredible benefits that come from trusting God when life's problems have caused weariness, depression, despair, and worry. Remember, dear friend, you are never alone. God is with you every step of the way, ready to provide the power boost you need to overcome. So, let us take a moment to pause, to connect with God, and to trust Him fully. Let God's strength, peace, hope, and guidance fill your heart and mind. Trust in His promises, for they are true and everlasting. If you listen to this audio to the end, by the time this audio is done, God will have been busy preparing the way for you to be introduced to how to get your power boost. Thank you for being a part of our online community. If you were blessed by this audio, go to wendyevans.org and give us a generous donation. Your donation of any size will help us be able to continue to help you so that you can experience all that God is preparing just for you. While you are thinking about it, let's pray for God to give you a power boost again. Dear Heavenly Father, today, we come before you with hearts that are weary and burdened by the challenges of life. We confess that we are tired, and the weight of our problems feels overwhelming. But in this moment, we choose to place our trust in you, knowing that you are the source of all power and strength. Lord, we ask you to give us a power boost, to infuse us with your divine energy. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may rise above our circumstances and find renewed hope and purpose. Help us to cast aside our weariness and instead lean on your everlasting arms. You promise in your word that those who wait upon you will renew their strength. So, we wait upon you, Lord. We wait for your power to be made perfect in our weakness. We surrender our burdens to you, knowing that you care for us and desire to carry our heavy loads. Lord, we ask for your peace to wash over us, for your joy to fill our hearts, and for your wisdom to guide our steps. Help us to trust in your unfailing love and to remember that you are working all things together for our good. In the midst of our weariness, we choose to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. We believe that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So, we ask you, dear God, to pour out your power upon us and give us the strength to overcome. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We know that you are with us, and in you, we find our refuge and strength. May your power transform our lives, enabling us to face each day with renewed vigor and unwavering trust in your goodness. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this audio and this prayer. So in conclusion, it is my prayer that you will experience the power and blessings that come from trusting in God. Until we meet again, may you find rest, renewal, and an unwavering trust in the one who holds your future. God bless you abundantly for listening and for following us as we follow God.